Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Welcome to December the 25th, Christmas Day. We hope you all have a very good Christmas. Stay tuned. Well, how is everyone today on Christmas Day? Are you ready for the program?
Very good. Yes. Great to be here.
It's great to be
here.
We'll
all go out and have a big Christmas meal afterwards. How about that?
Oh, that sounds great.
Yes.
Sounds good. We have as our panelists
Nathaniel,
Linda,
and Bill,
and Doris. And this is a happy day. It's a joyful day. So let's start out with a Christmas song, Joy to the World. Well, Christmas is a joyful day, isn't it?
It is.
Yes, it is. It's a joyful day. We need to remember it year-round.
And we had Christmas Eve last night. I hope you all had a good time. Did you hear a lot of good Christmas music?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And still, today there'll be a lot of Christmas music all this week. But especially today, on radio stations and TV stations all over the world, be sure you don't miss listening into the music and finding out more about the real meaning of Christmas. That's very important, isn't it, Linda?
It is. That's the reason we celebrate Christmas. It's the birth of God's Son today.
And we're talking about singing groups these last couple of days and today. And we talked about a group that was in Seattle, a singing group. And we finished talking about them. But now we're going to the opposite side of the world, coming over here to Asia. And we're going to find out about a local Aboriginal group. And Bill, you were able to interview them, isn't that right?
Yes, I did have a chance to interview them. They were great, the Okai singers, and they were very happy and pleasant people, a lot of fun asking them questions and talking about some of their past.
So you look at page 36 and you'll find out more about them. Actually, the kind of costumes that they have on here are more like their typical tile costumes. And this is the tribes group that I worked with for many years, and I can speak a little of their language.
And you also have an Aboriginal name,
right?
Oh,
that's right. My name is Libik Doman. Yeah.
Oh.
And then you are all my good friends. You are my Molobale Lopung, see? So we can get into Christmas and tribes, and it'll be fun. Well, what did you think about this group? You know, you've met them several times too, Linda.
Right. Actually, we are having an article tomorrow through Saturday on Okai, and Nathaniel and I interviewed them. Very, very fun group.
Mm-hmm.
So Studio Classroom and Advance will be talking about this local group because they are a singing group, and music is a very good thing at Christmas time. In fact, I think they're going to sing a Christmas song on the Studio Classroom program.
Yeah, tune into that show to hear them sing some Christmas music. We'll hear some other music from them today that's not Christmas music. I think you'll enjoy that too.
Right. And it calls them here a Taiwanese jazz group, and you could say an Aboriginal jazz group, I would say, but they create a very unique upbeat sound. Now, we talked about groups singing kinds of music like barbershop and so forth, but even the barbershop quartet had to sing a lot of different kinds of music, not just barbershop. Isn't that right, Bill?
Well, yeah, we found out in the first 2 days that the Seattle Shores group sings all sorts of different kinds of music because they're trying to use different styles to keep their sound fresh. You don't want to get too bored if you stay in just one narrow area. So you got to try different styles.
Well, I'm sure if these people's grandparents and their ancestors heard the songs they were singing, they wouldn't think it sounded too much like Tile tribes music because they have had instruction from different people around the world, and they've learned a lot of different styles of music, haven't they?
Right. They've had instructor, actually, Hei Junju helped them, and a vocal group from the States helped them come and develop their style.
So they have some styles that are not really Aboriginal, but they also have some that are. But it's a very up-and-coming group, too. They're unique, and they have a happy, upbeat sound.
That's right. High energy sound to it. Some of the songs are pretty fast-paced, and but most of them do have this really enjoyable jazz a cappella sound. I think you're all really going to enjoy it.
Well, and the reason we're having them right now is that we just talked about an American a cappella group, and now we're going to talk about a local a cappella group. And a cappella groups are all over the world. Germany, France, England, every country has them, don't they?
They do. So no matter what kind of music you enjoy hearing, you can hear it in a wide, wide variety of languages.
So to sing a cappella, what does that actually mean then?
That is without instruments. So it's just their voices, the sound that they are creating.
So that's why we call them a cappella groups, okay? So this group, they sing jazz, but they sing all kinds of music. And we're going to find out more about them. And Nathaniel, you interviewed them. Bill interviewed them. So thanks for coming to Advance today to talk about it.
Good to be here talking about them.
So should we read a little bit about them first?
I'd say we should.
So let's start our article on page 36 and read the first column.
Taiwanese jazz group creates a unique, upbeat sound. Aboriginal a cappella jazz group, the term seems like a juxtaposition of mismatched concepts. But regardless of stylistic labels, once you hear Okai, you'll agree. They make sweet music together. J.C. Lai, bass, Tanya Shui, alto, and the Ye Trio of Anton, tenor, Jen, soprano, and Sean, tenor and voice percussion, form a blend of voices that will make you think they came from Chicago or New Orleans as they belt out jazz tunes with rhythmic perfection. And then they shift gears and switch to Mandarin, Taiwanese, or Aboriginal lyrics while maintaining an upbeat tempo that makes you want to tap your feet.
Okay, Doris, we start out by saying Aboriginal a cappella jazz group. The term seems like a juxtaposition of mismatched concepts.
That's a big word, Bill.
Juxtaposition, yeah.
Do you ever use that word much?
I like juxtaposition.
You do?
Yeah.
But you don't say it very often.
I try to work it in when I can.
You know, some of these words, we mark them for you so you'll know what they mean. But, you know, they're not always daily vocabulary words. What if you're going to use another word, what would you use for that? Can you think of what you'd say instead of saying that big word that you always use?
I would say maybe like a contrast.
Okay.
That would be – it's kind of similar, contrast. But a juxtaposition is actually when we put two or more things together that are very, very different. So it seems like, wow, this seems like these two things are strange that they are put together. So they are a very big contrast from one
another.
They're
mismatched then.
Right.
Two ideas that are not the same, right?
Sure, yeah. And here those two ideas are – Aboriginal and jazz. You might hear some a cappella Aboriginal music or some a cappella jazz music, but not Aboriginal jazz music.
That's certainly very true. If you hear any Aboriginal music, it doesn't sound anything like what they sing. So that's where you could use that word. But they do make sweet music together. So we're talking about sweet music, music that is in harmony, that sounds good. So what do you think about this idea here? Don't you think it's good that they have this sweet music that they can put together?
Right, and when you hear it, you'll definitely think that it is very, very sweet. And they have a their blend of voices, and they also make sounds like jazz. It says here that they're a jazz group, and so they also make jazz like percussion sounds when they're singing.
See, most of the tribes or Aboriginal people don't actually sing in parts like this, except for the Boonan tribe. And they have eight parts. They sing in parts. They've always done that. When the men sing the ba 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 ba, the bass, and the women sing something up higher. And they've done that, the Boonan tribe. They're very different. But the other tribes don't. They usually just sing, you know, the melody. So this is quite different.
You know, you threw out some Aboriginal terms a little bit earlier here. I'm wondering, can you also sing an Aboriginal song?
Well, I will, but not today because we're going to hear this group sing. After the program, I can sing some songs.
Right.
Sometimes I get on the phone and talk to my friends in Hualien, and we sing Aboriginal songs on the phone.
Really?
You just did that a couple weeks ago, didn't you?
Yeah.
Did you record it?
With some of my Malabale Lobong selling there in Hualien, yeah. But these people here, they actually have a very beautiful blend of voices. And when you hear them and you hear this music, you say, oh, this group must be from Chicago or New Orleans. Why would you feel like that?
Well, that style, that jazz style, is definitely maybe from those parts of the United States. But you'll realize that the words they're saying, you're not quite understanding what they are.
That'll clue you in that they're not
from those places.
And they used to use that word that they belt out jazz, and we already talked about that word, didn't we, the expression?
We did. We talked about it at the beginning of the article for the very beginning a couple of days ago, where they're belting out songs back in Seattle as well.
So that means singing with a lot of energy and volume and everything, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's surprising when you see some of their videos that how upbeat they are and how energized they are. Now, they're right in this first sentence, Doris, right before that, we introduce the members of the singing group. And just if you look at that picture there on page 36, J.C. Lai, the gentleman standing next to me, next to him, the gentleman is that is Sean. And then next to Sean is Tanya, and sitting is Jen. One thing I want to mention to you, interesting, Sean does tenor and voice percussion. Now, what does that mean? I asked Sean, what does this mean, voice percussion? Well, this guy actually can create all sorts of sounds to make it sound like an instrument. And he started making all sorts of different noises. I thought, this guy sounds like... He sounds like a synthesizer, sounds like a computer that can create noises.
Well, when we were interviewing him, when Nathaniel and I were interviewing him also, he was like practicing different ones as he was standing, they were standing around waiting to record. It's very fun to listen to him.
Well, and I think there's really a couple of more people that aren't in here. I think some of them were out hunting or something for the picture.
Yeah, there are actually six in this group.
People were not able to make it that day.
Well, it's nice to talk about this, but you look at the picture at the top of the page and the picture at the bottom of the page. One looks like it's from New York or Chicago, and the other certainly looks like it's from the East Coast of Taiwan.
Yes.
So they're the same people, but dressed differently. But their music is also a combination of what you would say modern kind of jazz and old tile songs. So in order to hear it, I think we should have one of the songs from one of their CDs. Which one are we going to hear?
I believe we're going to hear a track called Fall in Love. And it's got a really sweet sound to it, but you'll hear both that jazz and that Aboriginal influence in this music.
So let's be listening to it right now. I'm excited, aren't you?
I'm very excited.
Let's go.
Kana ari wana stala klik sada
iya ho haya iya ho haya
deyo deyo badu dama vanku kana vitu vitu amaraka saha
Ho hai yan, ho hai yan, ho hai
Yehohayan, they often say that. Can you say that, Yehohayan?
Yehohayan.
Okay, I meant to tell you that. That sounds very tribal to me. But don't you think the harmonies were really very much like jazz?
Oh, yeah, it definitely sounds like a jazz style of music, and I just think it was such a unique idea to put those two things together.
Right. So this is an unusual group, and we're going to find out how they got started as we read on in the next section on page 36.
An unplanned beginning. How Okai began is like so many things in life. It wasn't planned. The leader, J.C. Lai, a self-admitted quitter who troubled six high schools before finally giving up, found himself in Jinshir Village outside of Hsinchu in 1995. Serendipitously, he found himself in a church, playing piano for the small congregation, which included the Ye siblings. J.C. played for the youngsters as they practiced hymns, developing a strong bond and musical chemistry. After the Yez finished their university studies, they formed Okai with J.C. in 2004. While the group has included other members, Tanya, an MBA graduate from Kaohsiung, joined Okai in April 2012.
So an unplanned beginning is something that we didn't know was going to happen. And life is full of all kinds of surprises. New things happen every day, and you didn't know they were going to happen. Isn't that true?
That's true. You never know. You know, you have to be ready and open to new experiences and really kind of where life is taking you.
Now, they have a leader, and you interviewed him, J.C. Lai. Now, he is not Aboriginal, is he?
No, J.C. is not. And interesting fellow to talk to. Now, I say here, a self-admitted quitter. That's actually the term he used to describe himself. He said, I'm a quitter. And I was like, what are you talking about? And then he went on to describe to me how he had actually been kicked out of six different high schools or quit the high schools.
Did he say why?
He was a troublemaker. Oh, he admitted.
He doesn't look like a troublemaker now at all.
He's a very nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
If you meet this guy today, right, you'd think, no way. You'd think, oh, this is a fine student. But he said when he was a young man, as a teenager, all he did, he wasn't interested in studying. He just wanted to have fun and create trouble.
But, you know, maybe the studies were not easy for him, and maybe they had to do a lot of memorizing and things. And, you know, some people just aren't good at that. And probably that was one of his problems.
Well, he's very talented musically, and he actually kind of represented himself as somebody else at a quite well-known music school here and presented himself as an adult. And they hired him, and he taught music for 2 years before they found out he was like 15 years old.
Is that right? So he is very talented. There's no doubt about that, huh?
Well, I think, you know, he's interesting because he obviously is an extremely talented individual, does not fit all of what we say, oh, these are our normal descriptions of what a student should be like. And I think we need to be aware of that. Sometimes we try to force people into certain boxes and, you know, we have to really appreciate, well, what are their specific skills?
Everybody's different, right?
Yeah.
So he was probably trying a lot of things, and then he probably enjoyed being at some of the tribe's villages because he found himself outside this village in Hsinchu back in 1995. And then what happened?
Well, serendipitously, he found himself in a church playing piano for the small congregation there.
That's pretty interesting. Now, what about serendipity? What is that?
Well, serendipity is the noun form of this word serendipitously. Serendipity is when something happens by chance. It's like we use the word fate. It was fate that this happened. It was kind of meant to be, but it was also seemingly random.
It does seem kind of strange it would be doing that, doesn't it?
Whenever I've heard the story, I'm like, how did you end up there, you know?
Probably somebody said, we need somebody to play the piano. You're a musician, so he said he would.
They did, and actually this was like the center of this village, this church. And so at night, most of the people in the village would come and sing.
Yeah, they did
in the church.
A lot of villages.
And so he would play all these hymns for them. And that's where he met the Ye siblings. And siblings just means brother and sister. So how many siblings do you have, Bill?
I have one sibling. I have an older brother.
And how about you, Nathaniel?
I have three siblings, some older, some younger.
And I have one sibling, an older brother. And Doris?
Seven.
Seven siblings.
So siblings, are, you know, we used to get together and play music, and my brother played the trombone and the saxophone. My mother played the piano. My dad played the ukulele. We had fun playing together.
Well, and obviously, that's a great way for, you know, families to bond, and the Yeh family bonded because J.C. would play for these young Yeh siblings, and they practiced their hymns, and they developed some real closeness.
Right. And it says here that they had a strong bond and they had musical chemistry. Now, chemistry sounds like a subject in school, but when people say they have chemistry, what does that actually mean?
Well, musical chemistry is not something that you can make happen. It is automatically kind of naturally there. So when they started playing and singing together, it all formulated together to sound.
Fit.
Yes,
right.
It fit together to sound wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes when you meet people, immediately you like them or maybe you don't like them. And it's kind of like to do with the chemistry. You don't know why you don't like them very well. Or you don't know why you like them. It seems like the chemistry is the same. It means that you, we also say you're on the same vibe sometimes, that you are really thinking like they do and feeling like they do. So that has to do with chemistry, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I think the chemistry was so strong with these three that he found working with them. I know that he came to this village with a friend just traveling, and then his friend left, and he just stayed behind because he enjoyed it so much, and the rest is history, as they say. And we see following here what happened after that.
Well, that's right. And then after they finished their university studies, they formed this group in 2004. And, of course, they had other members that joined them, too.
Right. Over time, they've had different people come and go, join the group. But they currently have, I believe it's five or six members. And they had, the most recent one is Tanya. And she graduated from school, graduate school down in Kaohsiung, studied and got an MBA. But it's interesting. She went to school to study business and go into business. And then all of a sudden, this opportunity came along to sing, which is something that she also enjoyed doing.
And she has a beautiful voice.
Mm-hmm. She does, right. They have good chemistry together. And now they're becoming very well known. You could say they're becoming hot. They're becoming popular.
I think we're going to read about it in the next section, so I won't say it.
Okay, so let's read it right now.
Making it. And that's when years of practicing, performing, and touring the world finally paid off for Okai. Their album, Okai Acapella, was named one of the top 10 Taiwanese albums of 2012, thanks to its unique style. And the group earned three Golden Melody Awards, Best Singing Group, Best Aboriginal Album, and a special judges prize, only the third one given in 7 years. Okai never planned this success. A lost leader finds his way to a rural church and meets three kids who love to sing, and then they add a young lady who studied to be a businesswoman but sang for fun. All five of them realize it was God's plan all along.
Well, then they had to do a lot of practicing. So anything that's good, you might have natural talent. You might have musical chemistry, but you still need to practice.
Oh, yeah. You always need to practice. And like we learned with the other groups, Seattle Shores Chorus, you really, you never finish. You just run out of time. There's always room for improvement. So you're never going to be perfect, but you can always get better, too.
And they've had a lot of help, a lot of people coming in to give them advice and teaching them. But they've done a lot of performing, and they've been touring all around the world. Have they gone to different countries?
Right, they have. They've traveled to different countries. They've traveled all around Asia and to, I believe, also to Europe.
Europe, mm-hmm. Yeah. They've had several tours to Europe. So, And along the way, they were able to create this album, Okai Acapella, and it really was successful. It was named one of the top 10 Taiwanese albums of 2012.
It's a wonderful album.
So it paid off. That's right. Mm-hmm. I think you'll all enjoy it. And they had three Golden Melody Awards, Best Singing Group, Best Aboriginal Albums, and the Special Judges Prizes. That's three awards. That's very unusual. I remember watching that on TV, and they were so excited, and so was everybody. And I was all very proud of them, since I'm also a member of the Tile Tribe. Remember, I'm Liebig. Don't forget that, right? Okay. But Okai never did plan this success. Isn't that right?
Yes, it was, certainly wasn't planned. This is something that happened serendipitously. And like so many things in life, people are at the right place at the right time, and things do come together. And they certainly come together on their album. And I would highly recommend for all of our listeners and readers, if you have a chance, get this Okai album and listen to it, because it's really wonderful, and I think you'll really enjoy it.
They did this in church, and you'd be surprised, like Elvis Presley started all his singing in church, and there's so many times people go to church just to sing in the choir. So there's a lot of fun in church and singing, too. You might want to try that sometime. But, you know, it's time out for us to say goodbye soon, and it is Christmas Day, and I would like us to sing. Well, we don't have to sing it, but let's have Heavenly Melody sing it. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, because Christmas is a very special day. And I know Okai is celebrating with other people here, just like people all around the world.
Right. So we want to wish every one of you a Merry Christmas from all of us.
So Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Angels, we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply echo back their joyous strains. Though